Yes, it looks, feels, tastes, sounds absolutely real. Just the way that lake and those palm trees in the desert look like they're really there. And in the cartoons, the guy with the turban dives in and it's just sand. And if you really dive in head first into the worldly life, the bodily life, the deeper you go, the more it's likely that you'll come across the mirage-like nature of it. So this is the whole problem for sincere people. Is it looks so real. It feels so real. How could it be true that it's not? But I'm telling you straight out, bluntly and simply, it's a mirage. And remember the definition of a mirage. It looks as real as the real thing until you dive in, thinking that it's going to be water. And this is what we all do with quote-unquote life. Life will give us the satisfaction. Life will give us happiness if we just figure out how to do it right. If we just get for ourselves the right circumstances, then tomorrow, at some point in the future, life will work out. Our life, my life, will work out. I'll be happier. It'll all be okay. It'll all be not for nothing. And see the mirage-like nature of it, because it's always one step later. It's always tomorrow, next year, after I finish my degree, after I get more in the bank, after I start my family. It's always tomorrow. That's part of the clue of how it's a mirage. Because tomorrow actually comes. The sun rises, the sun sets, more days go by, and tomorrow comes. And are you any more satisfied? You find yourself actually happier because you got a better car? Yeah, you're happy with the car, but are you actually happier? Is life actually better because you changed your circumstances even drastically? You still wake up as you in the morning. Most people would say, no, I'm not that different. It's not the way I hoped it would be. I'm not saying there aren't little temporary satisfactions or happinesses along the way that the mirage seems to confer, seems to create, but that too, what I am saying is that too is part of the mirage. It's much nicer to be looking at, even if it's fake, to be looking at a lake and some nice palm trees and some nice shade if you're in the middle of the desert. It's a nicer view than the foreboding sands and the blistering sun. At least you can sit under the tree and have some shade even if it's imagined. It feels like, oh, this feels better. But it's not really happening. The person is being fooled. And I'm saying to you, this is the nature of the material level of things. It wants to call itself life, and it wants you to believe it. And our time and place, our culture has adopted that, and it's been in the process of adopting that more and more for hundreds of years. And it has now, in the last 100 years, certainly taken root, certainly succeeded in getting a general agreement that yes, that's real. And the method to get everybody to not argue with it has simply been science. We'll see how we've advanced.